Good evening. This is Colleen Ezzo. I'd like to call this meeting to order. It's Tuesday, January 23rd, and this is the first meeting of the newly elected Board of Apportionment and Taxation. Can we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance at 6:13 p.m.?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can we have a roll call, please?
Madam Clerk, Louise, are you there? You have to unmute yourself, please. Okay, so I'll call the roll. Jennifer DeRoche, as I said before, you need to hit your mic so that you can.
Present.
Okay, Colleen Germain Izzo.
Present.
Michael Gray.
Present.
Kristen Mancini Wright.
Present.
Tina Pirelli Silkoff.
Present.
Bamini Patel. Jose Rivera. Issa Simmons Derby.
Present.
Ashley Steinman.
Present.
Laura Wabno.
Present.
Okay, the record should reflect that there are 8 members present. Mr. Mayor and Madam Chair, there's a quorum present.
Okay, thank you. Item number four, any additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda?
Madam Chair, I have a question. This is Laura Wabno. Under the item we're approving minutes, when I compare the members of the board from last year to those of us, our first meeting tonight, I only see 4 members that were in from January 23 to November 23. Are we, the new board, allowed to vote for all the minutes up until and including December?
Madam Chair, if you may, I can happy to answer that question. Prior to this year, in the last year, the mayor's office and the chief of staff did the agenda, and I didn't notice until this agenda, because again, they were handling it. They did not put on the approval of the minutes for any of the meetings in 2023. So because there's not a quorum, and you can take this up when you get to this item, because there's not a quorum of people who were present, you can just vote to place them on file is the only real option that you have, because there's not a quorum of people who remain on the board now.
Thank you, Mr. Garfalo.
Thank you.
And the last question I have also under item 13, there are also standing policy. Are we, as the new board, allowed to vote on the request for 2023 term that were adopted?
Correct me if I'm wrong, it's a little hard to hear. So if you're anybody that's going to speak from Zoom, just make sure you speak up. But I think I heard what she said. The question was regarding the item number 13, regarding the standing rule for the standing rule that you're proposing to adopt tonight. And I believe it's for this current term that started December 2nd and would end in 2025. So that would be within your right to set a rule of how you want to really conduct yourself, in addition to when you conduct adopted Robert's rules for your meeting.
Okay, thank you again.
So as far as additions, I would make a move to add the corrections that are identified in the last page with respect to the line items, just a correction of terms.
Madam Chair, if I may have summarized, the proposed corrections refer to item 10A, B, C, D, and E. E and F, excuse me. We did not have, as you know, there's a new software system, so we were trying to make sure that we did have the correct items, line item numbers. So for the purpose of transparency, one, the only part of this that is changing is just correcting the line item numbers to make sure that they concur with what the proposed transfers actually port to do. And I believe you had an addition on here as well. There was another set of minutes that I inadvertently left off, which would be June 26th as well. That would be an addition of that's what's on the proposed sheet. But I don't know if you have others or anybody else has any others.
Yes, just one deletion. Deletion of item 10E, the line item for human resources salary line. I don't believe that was, as of yet, voted on, approved by the Board of Aldermen. So we are deleting that. Is there anything else that any? I make a motion to approve the additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Okay, hearing none. Motion, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Motion carries. Okay, public portion. Does anybody from the public wish to speak? Does anybody from the public wish to speak? Does anybody from the public wish to speak?
Yes, Karen Chemises, 25 John Street. I would welcome everybody. You're going to have a lot of things to do in the next year, and I will send you vitamins and lots of coffee if necessary. But I wish you the best, and I'm looking forward to a very, very good and completing new year. Thank you, and good luck. Is the new finance director there this evening also? If so, I wish him luck as well.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, I am here.
Okay, thank you very much. We all appreciate your wishes. We look forward to tackling financial transparency moving forward. That's what Mayor Joe based his campaign on. And I think collectively this boat team looks forward to moving Derby forward. Is anybody else from the public wish to speak? Does anybody from the public wish to speak? Does anybody from the public wish to speak? Hearing none, public portion will now be closed. Item number 6 on the agenda, adoption of the minutes. I think, Laura had referenced the fact that there was only 4 from the previous tax board who were present for all of those minutes. We did just get them late. So I don't know if there was any discussion by the tax board with respect to making a motion, if they would rather table this right now, or at least as of this time, because there was only 4 that actually heard these.
No, you're good.
Okay. That heard, were present for any of those meetings, if there would be a motion to place them on file.
Motion. We adopt them.
Okay, there's a motion by Jennifer DeRoche to adopt the minutes. Is there a second?
A second.
A second was made by Issa Derby. Any discussion? Hearing none, All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the motion carries. The adoption of the minutes.
Just one point of clarification. The minutes of December 2nd that are on there toward the end, they're probably the second to the last one.
Okay.
That was this current board.
Correct.
So you could take, though, I didn't hear the whole motion because I was trying to, Ms. Pitney, who takes the minutes, if you could just say your name or if you're seconding or making a motion. I know you've been doing it, so she'll get it on the recording. So the previous ones, you can just move on file. The one from December 2nd, you do have a quorum of everybody who was here.
Okay.
So you could just revisit that one.
Okay. So as far as the meeting minutes for the, this is item number Q, December 2nd, 2023 minutes. Is there a motion on the floor to accept, approve those minutes?
Laura Wapnow, motion.
Tina Silkoff, second.
Is there any discussion? All opposed? All in favor? Opposed? Okay, hearing none, motion carries. The December 2nd minutes approved. Item number 7, adoption of the 2024 regular meeting schedule. So this board is continuing with the fourth Tuesday of the month minutes of meetings. Additionally, for all of February, March, and April, there are a regular meeting schedule for each Tuesday in order to allow for the budget process. Is there a motion on the floor with respect to adoption of the 2024 regular meeting schedule?
I motion we adopt it.
Okay, there's a motion by Jen DeRoche. Is there a second?
A second.
Please say your name. And
I second Isa Simmons, Derby.
Okay, so there's a motion on the floor by Jen, a second by Isa. Is there any discussion? Okay, hearing none, motion carries. Item number 8, an update from Mayor Joseph DiMartino. We are experiencing technological difficulties. We'll be back in a second.
Okay, thank you. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to all the members, the new members of the tax board. I appreciate your dedication to serving the city. Just a couple of updates that I did give to the Board of Aldermen that I'd like to give to you. The first one being the garbage contract expired in July. The past administration did not go out to bid for it. Since July, we've been charged an extra $54,000 a month to get the garbage and recycling picked up. So in essence, we're in the hole for $300,000 as of right now. This was brought to my attention by our interim finance director. And I just wanted to let all of you be aware of that. Any questions on that? Okay, hearing none. The second thing is the mayor has a $5,000 expense account that he's able to use throughout the term. Before Mayor Zekin left, He took the whole thing. So it is now a zero balance from now until July. So there is no mayor's expense account. He did say he needed it for vehicle maintenance. I let him know that it wasn't a vehicle maintenance account, but that's what he did. So there was an article in the Valley Indy, and he did say at the end of the article that he would write a check to the city for half back. So I guess we'll wait to see if that happens. But I wanted to let you know about that too.
I appreciate it. Yeah. Excuse me, but can I just interrupt and go back to the last? As far as the contract for the garbage contract, has there been any continued discussions in order to, you know, get a new contract in order to bring that cost down?
The bid process, the bid spec is with the lawyer, the corporation counsel. We just received it back. So we are planning to bring that to the Board of Aldermen for approval so we can go out to bid.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
This is Sarah Wadomski, President of the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen. Just one more point regarding that garbage contract. The Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen did...
question the garbage contract as... we knew it was going to be expired in July, as Mayor DiMartino noted. And the previous...
The previous mayor and corporation counsel at our August 2023 meeting, when we added it to the agenda, noted that the contract had expired and that they received an extension, but at no point in time did they inform our board or the tax board at the time that the price had increased $54,000 a month. Thank you.
Wait, can I ask? Yeah. So for an increase of the cost of $54,000 a month, do you know what the regular monthly cost was? Like,
I believe it was 107.
Yeah, it was 107,973, went up to 162,94.
Wow. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sarah, when we were doing the budget, Walt Mayhew said that the contract was going to be the same. He said they expected it to be the same. So they led everybody to believe that there was going to be no difference.
Yeah. Again, at our the board meeting, when we the board added it to the agenda, there was no information given to us that there was going to be any sort of increase in monthly cost, unfortunately. Thank you.
And then thirdly, you deleted it off the agenda tonight, but the human resources position was never approved by the Board of Aldermen. They've been paying her in excess of $89,000 a year. That salary was never approved by the Board of Aldermen. That will be going to subcommittee tomorrow night. I'm sorry, Thursday night, and then to the full board to discuss a salary for that position. So I wanted to have you aware of that too. Any questions on that?
I have a question. Should she not be working until we decide what, because I mean, the money isn't approved for her. So how could we be paying her?
She's been working for quite a while right now. So.
Right. But I mean, at this point now, we're addressing it. Should she not be working till this is settled? I mean, should we be taking the money out of?
There was a budget set of $52,000, which is obviously not enough to cover for a full year. Having not put the numbers in myself, I can't speak to whether, you know, some people feel there was zero and it was on the work balance. But what I can tell you is what got loaded in the system was the $52,000, and that's why she's been getting paid to this point. But we have highlighted that to continue to pay her, we would need to, you know, get approval and then potentially move the money out of the special working balance.
Okay, I believe that we never actually took it above the part-time pay. I don't know how that got loaded in, but I think if we look back at the budget that was approved, it wasn't the $52,000. So I think I do have all that information, so I can get it for you, but something's not right there.
Laura Wabno, I'm asking similar to what she had just said. So what pay scale are we paying her under? The one that was adopted previous or the $89,000? How is this getting done?
Yeah, so she'd be currently getting paid as if she was making the $89,000 per year.
And if it doesn't pass to the next board meeting at $89,000, what then? Can she argue that this is what she's been getting paid since she started working?
I'm not sure if what her claim would be. You know, I don't know that she's union.
The only thing that is clear is that when the board adopted its budget on April 26th by unanimous vote, that line item was set to zero. That was adopted to zero. So it's probably not a surprise that you've not been able to get reports in these 8 or 9 months since April 26th with this new system. So up until Mr. Hall started, that you couldn't make heads or tails out of it. But that by charter, that was adopted with zero. And just for those not familiar, the charter is the governing document of the city. There's a hard copy for those who are here present. The others will be delivered to those who could not make it tonight. But it's fairly clear that if it was set to zero, then whoever authorized money to be paid out of that starting July 1st is in severe violation of the charter. That's a severe violation of the charter. And Mrs. Wabno certainly knows that.
So where is this money coming from right now? General fund?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. So those are my three updates that I have. I would like to say that the interim finance director, Brian Hall, has been a welcome addition to our team. He's done a great job. He's been here maybe a little over a month. He's done a really good job in spotting some of these things for us and letting us know them. He's definitely a welcome addition, and a well overdue fill for the finance director. So thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Much appreciated. And I do want to just state, being new to this whole process, one, I do want to just make sure people understand that many of us on this board are newly elected, newly in these positions. So there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve. Thank you for your help, Mayor, so far. I definitely appreciate the guidance I've been getting from Jen DeRoche as well. But I do want to also just touch on the fact that I think it's not any surprise to anybody on this board, probably on any of the boards or within this community, that there were what seemingly is impropriety that occurred with the last budget. I know for me and this team, you know, that we are hoping that that's all going to be I think of the past, but it is going to take some work and effort moving forward. And there's going to be things that have to be addressed with the finance department. Definitely things that are going to need to be worked through, and probably other things that, you know, because of just time, effort, energy, we might have to just look to leave in the past to move forward. So moving on to item number 9, update from Interim Finance Director Brian Hall on the current fiscal year conditions.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for kind words, Mayor. I'm Brian Hall. I'm the Interim Finance Director. I'm very excited to be here. It's been a very hectic month, I will say. There's lots going on. I'm going to give a little bit of update, not just on the current state, but I will start a little with the audit update. The 22-23 audit is still very much in flight. You're making good progress, but obviously not as fast as we would all like. I do believe we will absolutely beat what we did last year, but that's a pretty low bar because it took quite a while for that to get out. So, you know, I'm going to shoot for the following year where we could hopefully get an audit done in an appropriate amount of time. You know, you'll see one of the items we're going to talk about is audit expenses, which the longer the audit drags on, the more expenses we incur, unfortunately. I will also apologize for, I guess, some of the lack of reporting. We are having some challenges with the new system. I didn't want to send a bunch of reports that I hadn't had enough time to really go through and get confident about, but that time is running out for me. The information's got to get done. We've got to get this audit closed. And I expect that in the coming weeks, we'll have a good handle on this reporting. We will fix some of the problems that have been happening. And by the next meeting, we'll have some of the regular detailed reports that you're expecting for prior year, for current year. And we're absolutely in flight for the budget. But at a high level, just for folks to know, the 22-23 audit and 22-23 budget assumed that we were going to need to use about $1 million in the general fund to fund the expenses. So we went into the year knowing we were going to be, you know, short $1 million. There's a lot of pluses and minuses, but net net, I think that's still about the right number. So I guess we'll call that good news. But at the end of the day, the general fund is going to take the hit for roughly $1 million. Like I said, next meeting, we'll have a lot more details around a lot of those pluses and minuses and where we're netting out. But that's kind of my update as far as where we're at for 22-23 audit. As far as the current budget, you know, this is where we've got a lot more challenges, let's just say. You know, you highlighted some of the reporting issue or some of the budgeting issues with the human resources. And we'll talk about some of the transfers and things we have to do. But there were some really large items that I'm not sure how or why they would have gotten budgeted, you know, particularly the employee benefits.
Mr. Finance Director, so, I'm sorry, just for the purpose of the members here, there's a handout that he sent that it's marked item 9. It's the larger sheet. There's two items in the update that say one is an 8.5 by 11 sheet and the other one is one of the large sheets on the bottom. And for those of the members of the board, it was emailed to you, and for the public, it's also on our website. If you go to the meetings tab, there's an item that says item 9 that's what he's speaking about now. And all the handouts are on there for people following along at home, but for the members here, just so you can see what he's referring to. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No problem. Thanks, Mark. Yeah. So item 9 is essentially just a list of the expenses by department for the current fiscal year, the 23-24 budget. Unfortunately, the budget wasn't done by month. So a lot of the reporting challenges is that you've got a full year number for the budget, and then you look at a year-to-date actuals for 6 months or 7 months, and it's hard to compare the two. It's something I'd like to change go forward. I'd love to have a budget by month so that when you're looking at year-to-date numbers, you've got apples to apples. But to do that, obviously, you have to really understand the timing and the calendarization of when we're collecting revenues and expenses. So it's a much more involved process. You know, that said, we were roughly halfway through the year. In a perfect world, you could say, oh, the expenses should be halfway there. That's not always the case. And that's why there you'll see some of these things are above or below. But the main item that's the biggest challenge on here is the employee benefits. And, you know, yes, it looks hot on this sheet where you say it's $5.3 million on an $8 million budget. But on the other big sheet, what I wanted to show was in 22-23, there was $9 million total of employee benefits. Okay, this is all in health, vision, stop-loss premiums, everything. Yet we only budgeted $8 million for 23-24. So, you know, you don't have to be a finance expert, and I could take a poll, and the folks on this table understand it better than most. You shouldn't, you know, it's probably unlikely that your benefits are going to go down by $1 million year on year and that you're going to have a problem. So I'm not even at the point where I can, you know, they're probably going to trend even higher. Again, it's not something that I've got full understanding of calendarization and it could be better, but if it just stays flat, which would be best, you know, you've got almost $1 million problem right there in your budget that we'd have to solve for. You know, on the big sheet, again, skipping down to the bottom of the watch list, sanitation department, we talked a little bit about the garbage service. You know, that's going to be at least another $600,000 problem. And then we've just been continually over budgeting some of our tax collections on property and motor vehicle, where we're maybe going to assume, oh, 99% collection rates when we've only ever had 97% collection rates. So again, I'm not even picking a number yet. I'm not saying we're going to necessarily where we're going to land. All I'm pointing out is that if I'm just flat to 22 and 23 actuals, which is probably a pretty realistic estimate, you've got another $1.3 million problem. So all in, you know, we could have a $3 million problem with the current budget season. And as I talk to you about, you think about the general fund balance, at the end of the, you know, at the end of the June 22 audit, we were at $4.5 million. And I just mentioned, okay, well, at the end of the 23 audit, we budgeted, we're probably going to have to use $1 million. So now you go from 4.5 to 3.5. If we end up needing $3 million in this year's budget, then we're going to get to July and we're going to have barely any money left. Exactly. So, you know, me trying to divide my time between the audit, the current budget, and then the future budget, which is all due right now, has been difficult because it needs my attention everywhere. And I don't want to make light of any of those three areas because they're all very important. But this is the area where I'm probably most concerned. You know, as everyone talked about, we can fix the future budgets. We can make sure we don't do things like budgeting benefits at $8 million if we know prior year was $9 million. But all that's going to come, you know, with consequences. And, you know, we're going to have to start thinking about how are we going to, you know, what are we going to do if the fund balance is that low? You know, are we going to do a special assessment to get it back up again? You know, are we going to just try to budget appropriately and build it up over time? You know, these are things I'm not looking to address in this meeting, but are things that I want to put on everyone's radar as issues that we're going to have to deal with sooner rather than later. As far as the 24-25 budget goes, we're definitely in flight. First passes from all the department heads have been coming in, starting to compile them and build them in the system. But you know, that's expected probably early February is when I'm thinking on that. So those are my updates. I wish I had better news for everyone, but this is where we are. And
this is honest.
Yes.
This is an honest approach.
Right. This is honest opinion. I really tried not to, you know, overstep. I don't want to be, you know, an alarmist, but these definitely are issues that we're going to have to address. And I expect, you know, only 1 month in, I mean, by the time I get to the second month in, I'll have a pretty good handle on where I think the numbers will be and definitely what are our issues that we have to deal with, and then we can start to discuss what actions are we going to take, how are we going to, you know, how are we going to handle it.
At that point, we're not only dead, we're buried.
Please put pressure button if you're going to speak.
Thank you very much for the update. Can't say it was exciting to hear, but do appreciate the honesty and the transparency. And if we don't know where we were and what the issues are, we certainly can't move forward. So I think it was needed. Item number 10, approval of the transfers.
So this is another one I think I'll just speak to quickly. The first item is OnSolve. It's our reverse 911 provider. The budget was flat to 22-23, and the providers come back and said, you know, there has to be an increase. I mean, there's been an increase every year. So again, it's another area where probably should have budgeted for an increase, but it wasn't done. So we need the other $600 in order to pay this out. It's on its own line. The audit services. So, you know, we spent $113,000 in 22-23. Now, we know that audit was long, and obviously we try to do better than that, but $60,000 budget is almost like assuming it goes absolutely perfectly with no hiccups, and that's not where we are. So, you know, for now, I'm asking for the additional $30,000 to get us through the next few months, where I hope we can wrap it up. May have to come back again, but for now, that's why I'm asking for the 90. And then, you know, go forward, we'll just have to figure out, you know, is it really 60? Is it 112? Hopefully closer to 60, but there's a lot of work to make that happen. Nagatuck Valley Health District, premium reassessment came in. They do this every year. So unfortunately, that just came in a bit higher than what we thought it was going to be. So we need another 5,000 there. We will scratch the human resources piece that will not get addressed in this meeting. And we have the fire marshal department salary. So this is one that I believe was discussed in one of the last meetings. Hopefully some of you are familiar with it. We hired some new inspectors. The decision was made to not put them in the budget, but to put them in the special working balance and then revisit it. Dave did a great job of managing that expense. He had originally asked for $50,000. And as time's gone on, he's found some money in other places. He didn't end up using it. So having worked with him and looked at where he thinks where he's really going to be, probably only needs 25 versus his original 50. So that would be good news there. All these items are going to be coming out of the working balance and a special working balance. The fire marshal salaries will come out of special working balance. The other ones are going to come out of the working balance. From a parks and recreation standpoint, this is going to be a transfer within department. So there's been a lot of additional supplies needed for that complex. And we're going to offset it in his fire and burglar alarm system, which expenses, you know, didn't end up using them last year. He's not going to need them this year. So he can cover that within his own department. And then lastly, there's another new grant ask for the registered voters. This will be a wash from a budget standpoint, as we'll have the revenue and the expense in both places. But we'll have to create some new accounts for this new item. So that's the ask for the transfers.
I'm sorry, and the last one that you just identified, is that listed?
That one is that's item 11. The registrar voters issue is not a transfer. It's on item 11. It was one of his action items.
Oh, thanks. Thank you for clarification on what those transfers are. Okay, so
so I just to orient people, so in the charter that you have, there's section 26 and 27 talk about the duties of the Board of Apportionment and Taxation. You don't have to open it now. You can read it on your own. But it's specific. The language is specific, and it's been there for a long time. It says no item that was appropriated for a specific reason shall be expended for any other reason other than it was intended to be, unless without the approval of the board. So to keep sense of the budget, that's what you're doing. These things were, in this case, there's money that there are additional expenses. The transfers are going from one, so you have to approve them because that's what the audit is going to check for. So hopefully, stuff is not moved or not paid out of line items it's not supposed to be paid out of. So in this case, when the budget was adopted, there's two lines at the end of the budget. For those that are new, there one is the special working balance, it's called. So the special working balance is a pot of money, a line item that has money in it that is for expenses that are anticipated in the fiscal year, but not yet decided. Example is the fire marshal's office salaries. This board, when they made the budget, with the information that were given, they knew that the Board of Aldermen, who's responsible for setting the salaries, was discussing the reorganization of the fire marshal's office. It did not happen until after the budget was set. So you knew it was going to be there. So it's in that pot of money, as well as the human resource director money is contemplated in there. Also, the City Hall union is still in negotiation, was not completed. It is still not completed. So there's money in there. So if it is completed within this fiscal year, there's money to cover. Those are kind of anticipated expenses, but not yet finalized when you adopt the budget. That's the special working balance. And then there might be some other things in there that I can't recall. But then you have the working balance. And the working balance essentially is your checking account, for lack of a better way to put it. It is for unanticipated things that they're going to come up, but they're not automatically anticipated. And were not contemplated, like OnSolve. And I don't know the issue with the Valley Health, because normally they give their money up. They give their request at the beginning of the year. So, and it's based on population. So that's what those two things are. If there's not enough money in a line item, you can't, like, we couldn't pay this OnSolve bill because we don't have enough to pay it. So that's why we need to do this this transfer. And that's what when you see transfers during the year, that's what they represent. So typically, if there's discussion or whatever, you could just go through each one and approve, ask for a motion to approve them and discuss it if people have questions.
Okay. Thank you.
The only question I have, and we kind of, Agatha brought it up, and then I mentioned it, and then Karen Chemis has also mentioned it, that when we do our transfers, that we transfer everything into the working balance and then transfer it out again. So I just wanted to run that by everybody and see. I think it's a better audit trail. Just wanted to kind of run it by everybody and see what they thought.
Can you just explain that? Because these are coming from those, basically they're supplemental appropriations. I mean, it's a transfer, but it's really an additional appropriation, mm-hmm, essentially, to those lines.
But just kind of to wash it through one account. So if we're transferring it between departments, it's always going to land in one place and then come out.
Oh, the transferring, transferring between departments, but that's not what you're doing here.
Right. No, but I'm just bringing this up.
No, that issue has been grossly abused, especially in the last 2 years. I mean, gross abuse. and I don't want to delay the meeting, but gross abuse. If I didn't say it, it was grossly abused, manipulated, despicable, immoral behavior as it related to the taxpayers of the city of Derby. And my point is not to be dramatic, but to point out that when things, it's specifically, nothing shall be expended unless it is for the reason that it was supposed to be expended that way. That's for a different discussion. These are transfers, you know, and these actually are being done the way that they should be, according to the charter, because they need to be moved in there. But transferring from one department to another is a whole. It's also contemplated in the charter for that. There's a process for that, for checks and balances.
So we could look into that.
Yeah, that's a different issue, okay. But
yeah, and I'll look into the best way to kind of help track this, and we'll talk about it, whether that's through the general fund or some other way that I understand you want to make sure we've got good tracking and visibility into these different transfers. So I get that. Figure out the best way to do it.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. So I am going to go through each item listed in number 10, and I will ask for a motion on each, and then we can go from there. So the first item number A, Onsolve Reverse 911, is there a motion to make the transfer of $596 from the, and I'm looking for my updated.
From the working balance.
The last page. Okay, from the working balance, Onsolve.
My motion.
It's line item 502058500, working balance to 5,550.50, which is the Onsolve account.
Okay, thank you. Is there a motion on the floor?
I motion.
Okay.
We transfer.
So we have a motion by Jennifer Roach.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a second by Tina.
Yep.
Is there any discussion?
Of a meeting, a Zoom meeting.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Okay, motion carries on item number A. Moving to B, audit services. There's a movement to transfer $30,000 from line item 5020-58500-000 working balance to 4124-530-60-000 city audit services. Is there a motion on the floor to move?
I motion to move it. Jennifer.
Okay, there's a motion by Jennifer. Is there a second?
Laura, I second it.
Thank you. There's a second from Laura. Well, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to item number C, Naugatuck Valley Health District. Move to transfer $5,055 from line item 5020-58500-000 working balance to 4405-53435-000 Naugatuck Valley Health District. Is there a motion on the floor?
I motion. Jennifer.
Motion made by Jennifer. Is there a second? Any discussion?
Second.
Huh?
Somebody's got a second.
Oh, I thought she did.
Ashley, I second.
Thank you. Okay, there's a second on the floor. Any discussion?
Yes.
Can I hear a little bit more about this? That what we do?
Sure. They said it was based on the number of people, and the insurance company each year will just look at, you know.
I'm sorry.
They'll look at the number of people, and they'll look at and then they reassess what the cost is going to be to cover these folks. So this year's cost came in, like you said, about 7,000 higher than the previous year's, which was 5,000 more than what was budgeted for. But I'm, you know, I'd be lying if I told you I was fully up to speed on exactly this exact bill. So I'm happy to.
Is this for the health department or is this for health benefits? Oh, I know what it says, but that doesn't mean. I mean, he's inundated with stuff. I mean,
yes.
Because if it's
not health benefits,
the Nugget Valley Health District is our regional health director. They manage our health code and housing code and things like that. They usually submit a fixed budget at the beginning of the year. That's like based on population. They have a formula, but it's a fixed thing. I've not ever seen it change unless we didn't put the correct amount in there.
Yeah, we just got the bill recently where they notified us that because things had changed, that this was the new expense amounts.
But it is, in fact, the health district.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Bob, I'm happy to provide the backup for you so you can see the new bill. Sure.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to item number D, Fire Marshal.
Thank you. Total transfer of $25,375. Section I, move to transfer $1,044 from line item 5020-58505-000, special working balance, to line item 4219-51610-280, fire marshal salary as approved by the Board of Aldermen, Alderwoman. Is there a motion on the floor?
A motion. Motion made by Tina. Is there a second?
I'll second, Jennifer.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to II. Move to transfer $4,020 from line item 5020-58505-000, special working balance, to line item 4219-51610-290, deputy fire marshal salary as approved by the Board of Aldermen, Alderwoman. Is there a motion on the floor?
A motion.
Motion made by Tina. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Isa?
Second by Isa Simmons Derby.
Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries.
Item E was deleted. Moving on to F, Parks and Recreation and paid in. Section III, move to transfer $20,311 from line item 5020-58505-000. Special working balance, to fire marshal inspector salary, line item 4219-51610-285, as approved by the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen. Is there a motion on the floor?
Laura, I motion.
Okay, there's a motion made by Laura. Is there a second?
I'll second, Jennifer.
Seconded by Jennifer. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item F, Parks and Recreation in Payden Park. A move to transfer $1,090 from line item 4506-54385-000, Payden Fire and Burglar, to line item 4506-56020-000, Maintenance Supplies, Ryan Complex. Is there a motion on the floor?
Make a motion, Mike.
Motion is made by Mike. Is there a second?
I'll second it. Isa Simmons Derby.
Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 11, Registrar of Voters, Grant for Early Voting. Section I, move to create a revenue line item in the amount of $10,500 entitled Early Voting Grant. Is there a motion on the floor?
I motion, Laura.
Motion made by Laura. Is there a second?
I'll second, Tina.
Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Section II, move to create a new line item in the Registrar of Voters 2023-2024 budget in the amount of $10,500. Is there a motion on the floor?
I'll motion, Tina.
Motion made by Tina. Is there a second?
Second, Mike.
Second by Mike. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 12, Derby Board of Education non-lapsing account.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Doc.
Good evening, Dr. Conway.
I want to first apologize to Madam Chair and the members of this committee. I had this in my calendar as virtual only. It might have been a carryover from the prior year's meetings that were scheduled virtually, and I deeply apologize. I'm not there in person, but have corrected that for our the meetings moving forward. I just wanted to take the opportunity for new members of the board to just walk through some things for the Board of Education legislatively that impact your business, and describe to you what the non-lapsing account that is set up in Derby represents, and be able to answer any questions with regards to that. I can walk through the document that I have provided.
Excuse me. Mark, is there
item 12 in your packet? And that's also online if people or, and it was emailed to the other members that are not here.
Thank you. All right, Dr. Conway, you can continue.
Thank you. And is there a screen showing in the room or no? Is it just audio?
Just audio, but they have the hard copy of what was sent to me from the chair.
All right. I can walk through the document, explain each of the items, provide some background and history, or you can read through, and I can come back at a future meeting to answer any questions, but I'll do whatever pleasures the board.
Honestly, if it's possible to get a presentation on the board, just for clarification, Mark, no, if they're like in future dates, I'm not talking today, I'm talking about if we were to delay it, would it be, easily understood or better understood if there was a present? So this screen.
Oh, I don't know if you could easily better understand it from the hard copies or the screen.
Is this great? I don't know.
but we can hook up another computer to that. We're working that part of it. We need to integrate in, but we can do a separate PowerPoint to there, from another laptop. That's possible. Integrating it into the system is another level that we've not been able to complete, but. We're all kind of stretched out a little bit.
Sure, understood. But
we're happy. We're working on that.
Sure, understood. And Dr. Conway, I'm just speaking for me personally. I would rather a presentation in front of us on a screen. I think it's easier to understand. My opinion would be that you could certainly have conversation about things that you would want to go through tonight, but my preference would be to continue it on at a later meeting when we could see it in person, on the screen.
Sure.
So, Dr. Conway, this is Laura. So would it be a total inconvenience for you to come into the next meeting and prepare as better for it?
Definitely not an inconvenience. I'd be more than happy to.
Do we need a motion on that, Madam Chair?
Sure. Is there a motion on the floor as far as postponing or delaying presentation of the Superintendent's Board of Ed request with respect to the non-lapsing account?
I make a motion. This is Laura.
Okay, and I just want to clarify, is the motion to delay presentation until the next regularly scheduled tax board meeting?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor by Laura. Is there a second?
I'll second it, Isa Simmons-Derby.
Okay, is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, Dr. Conway.
Thank you.
Dr. Conway, did you want to say anything, at this
just
point?
If people want to read through it between this meeting and the next meeting, if you have any questions at all on it, please feel free to reach out. It just gives you a history statutorily of the creation of the non-lapsing account, the two prior boards to you, on the accounts that they created, and then for future meetings, a request to act on those accounts. But all the information in the history is there simply to bring everybody on the board kind of up to speed with the non-lapsing account.
Okay, thank you very much.
If you could send a copy of that, because we could not get access to the Google Doc, so some of those documents are blurry for people to read.
Sure, I'll send a PDF.
Thank you. Item 13. Adopting a standing policy for requested action items for the 2023-2024 term. Is there a motion to move to adopt the standing policy for requested action items for the 2023 to 2025 term? Is it 20? Yes. And just for clarification, I think this is with respect to, you know, departments that would be putting in requests for action items to make sure that we have the information we need. You know, specifically what is being asked of us, along with information that would be pertaining to any requests, that it be provided in a timely period. Just so there's a clear understanding of what the expectation of the tax board is moving forward, so everybody is on the same page and we're not getting last minute notifications that don't have enough information in order to have us act. Is there a motion on the floor as far as adopting this policy?
Ms. Laura, I'll make the motion.
Okay, there's a motion by Laura. Is there a second?
I'll second it, Jennifer.
Second by Jennifer. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. One more. Yeah. Okay. There. We did add an addition to the agenda. So I guess it would technically be item number 14, and specifically, this is a revisiting of the November 28th agenda that was issued to the tax board. Basically, on that agenda, there was 36 separate items, line items, for the tax board to act on, and they do not appear on this agenda. And I was hoping that Brian maybe could either provide a response as to what happened to those line items as they don't appear here, even if it's, I'll have to get you that answer. I just don't understand how there was so many listed before and they're, I don't know where they are.
Yes, I will have to get you that answer as far as where they're currently sitting. And I think bigger question Mark's brought up is, you know, without the authorization, why was it paid and spent? So those are really the two things I have to get back.
So am I understanding correctly that all of those line items that appeared in the November 28th agenda, in at least as of right now, as you sit here today, you believe they were all paid. That's why they're no longer on the agenda.
I believe they were. So I'll have to confirm that.
Thank you.
This is Laura. I have a question. If it was done by the previous board in November, what is our authority to approve them?
But there was no quorum.
It was in a November agenda. We weren't presented with it, myself anyway, because we weren't here. It was done by the previous tax board. Will we be still able to approve them once we review them?
Yeah.
This is
so
Mike.
I don't think there's not these matters aren't before us right now. My question was just wondering where they went. I think what Brian is saying is that they've already been paid without approval, if I'm understanding correctly. So I don't know that they'll be presented to this board as they were already processed.
Laura, I might have some of an answer for that. In October, they were given to us the last minute, and we decided that we'd postpone them till the next month because we couldn't read them, digest them, and we didn't know what they were about. Then come November, we didn't have a quorum, so we didn't have a meeting. So that's it. They just, after that, disappeared. So we're assuming that they must have been paid.
As the board, what is our liability in proving them? Do we have to go over them again?
That I don't know.
No, the liability of overspending the line item wouldn't lie with the board.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay, thank you, Brian. We do look forward to that answer. So if you could just let the tax board know when you do get that answer, it would be appreciated. Yeah, we're at the end. We're at the end of the line. Item 14, adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Laura, motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Laura. There's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Jennifer, I second it.